Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you could join me here today on the 17th day of December, 2023. And we're going to be talking about something really, really interesting. I am always amazed at who is paying attention to what I'm teaching. Normally, most people, they have the common sense not to listen to me. So in that provincial mind, the conventional mindset, the whole idea of anything that I'm teaching just doesn't register very much. So when someone writes me and has listened to a podcast or read a commentary or listened to one of my discourses on the Tao, whatever I'm doing, TV, whatever, and they actually ask me a question, I am blown, especially in this world where the basic religion and philosophy of America right now, and probably always has been, is nihilism. So now that we're here with this, I get this email from April in San Diego. I think she was at the center when I was teaching. She alludes to that. And she said, what is the difference and the meaning of meaning and finding meaning, she said, and what you call significance or sacred significance? Okay. And that, you know, April, I want to thank you for your question. I usually get a lot of questions that are not oriented towards anything that's transformational. So when I get something like this, I grab it immediately, and I'm very grateful. So I want you to know that. Let's talk about meaning. Meaning is something that pertains to some kind of belief system that we can adopt. We believe the meaning is something that strikes us in an emotional way. And we see it as something that's immediate, that provokes some sort of hope or wish or fulfillment of something. It's meaningful to me that you wrote this email. Okay, that's meaningful. But more important is, can meaning transcend itself and come into significance? Significance is something that relates to what is eternal, what is truly essential to our life. Significance is something that truly changes a person from one place to another. Meaning says this is why you would do it, but significance is doing it. It is significantly important that you find the sacredness of your life. People don't know what's missing out of their life. They get everything they want. They've eaten everything that crawled on earth. They've drunk everything that liquor and stuff can provide to get them high. They've smoked marijuana. They've smoked dope. There's a lot of mental illness out there based on, in my opinion, on video games and such. So there's a lot of craziness out there. So when you start to think about significance, you're thinking about what is important, what is essential. But to go into the realm of really finding a profound significance that is sacred, that is something different. You may find meaning in some of my words, you may not, but the significance is found in realizing what those words are pointing to. They are fingers pointing to the moon, as we say in Zen. In other words, they're pointing to something very significant. The meaning of something can be interpreted, but when it's realized, when it's truly realized, when the meaning of your life is truly realized, you will find significance in everything that you do. You will find it is not a matter of just consequence. It's a matter of awakening. It's a matter of unfoldment. It's a matter of beauty. You start to realize that beauty in everything that you do, and then the consequences of your life just fall away. There are no consequences. There is only the realization of sacredness. Now, what is sacred? Can meaning be sacred? Usually not. The average person cannot really find great meaning in any kind of true significance. Why? Because of our pedestrian mindset. Because our minds are pointed towards the oxytocins and the dopamine that run our life, the frontal lobe that runs our life intellectually, emotionally, and psychologically. That's what it's really all about. And most people have a very low self-esteem about who and what they are. So they miss the greatness that lives within them because they base their life on the shape and the contours of their low self-esteem. So it's going to be very hard for you and me to recognize sacredness. But when something meaningful happens, and it can be about anything, it could be about petting your dog or your cat or whatever, your fish, whatever. It could be about watching something that you have done 1,000 times and realized, you know, I didn't know that it mattered that much. Whatever the meaning was, cleaning a toilet, vacuuming your house, greeting a friend, watching something happen, something noble, and realizing that every nuance of our life matters. No matter what we are doing, every nuance is a message of meaning that is leading to or pointing to significance in our life. Now, when that starts to occur within us, when we really are trying to understand that, we go into meditation. Now, April, you got to ask yourself, has anything that's ever been truly meaningful to you ever drove you into meditation, ever led you into the idea of practicing meditation? Hardly not. I'm sure it's not true. I'm sure no event or circumstance that you thought was meaningful could ever drive you into meditation. Just wouldn't happen. You are looking for things to adorn your emotionality, your psychology. That's the way most people live their life, in the conventional aspect of living purely for emotionality. So, if that's the case, then the only meaningful things you've ever had are the things that pleasured you, pleased you, or something that may have shocked you or surprised you, but never something that drove you to change, to metamorphose, to meditate, to truly meditate and awaken. Most people just simply do not have this, nor do they care to. In fact, they protect themselves from that. They would never want to see that the events and the circumstances of their life are a consequence of really what was meaningful to them, but they didn't understand that meaning. There are a lot of things that happen to us in the course of a lifetime that are not scrumptious to our ego, our vanity, and our pride. Forgiveness, compassion are a couple of them. Mercy. Mercy to your enemy, mercy to someone who's done you wrong. These are the things that are meaningful, but if they don't push me into meditation, if they don't push me into the state of significance and finding something so significant that it is sacred, it is something I can take with me through death. That's sacred. And if I find that, if I'm capable of finding that, I awaken. I find substance and meaning in my life. And instead of just pushing things aside as inconsequential, I realize that everything is important. Everything is a meaning that leads to significance. And that's really what our lives are all about, but we miss. April, thank you for your kind words, although I wish I could remember who you were, but please forgive me. I'm an old man, and I I don't remember everything anymore. Anyway, I love you dearly. Thank you for your question. I hope we hear from you again. And thank you, my dear audience, for listening. Please forgive me. Namaste.